Good morning. You can be impressed with my deep voice due to my coughing and bronchitis. It's not contagious, though. This morning we wanted to give the chapel an update about the Awana program dealing with our young people. Mark Lopez will be providing some information, and then we're going to have a message from Dave Reeve about youth ministry. But I wanted to share some information about what's happened lately in the last few years with Awana. But I want to stress that this is not our effort. This is God's effort. He's using us as volunteers, as helpers, but we're really doing his work. And we're investing in the young people who come to Awana. You'll see behind me or on the screens a picture of our awards night just a few weeks ago. And I want to share that 2 years ago, the number of kids that we had till the end of last year, the number of kids doubled. And between the end of last year and the end of this year's Awana, the number of kids doubled. We've had 57 registered, but only 54 of them actually came. And they never all come at the same night. So we had a 40, 41 was our peak number that I remember. But if they all came on one night, we would have had 54 kids. 19 are from Fairhaven, 5 from the Spanish ministry, 3 of the kids are completely unchurched, and 23 of the kids are coming from other churches here to Fairhaven. In the age group, the youngest age group, we've had about 10, Sparks about 18, and the older group, about 24 each week. And for right before club, we have a time of dinner, which has been something new kind of the last 2 years, and it gives us an opportunity to witness to parents. Many of the parents who bring their kids are unchurched themselves. So it's very interesting to be able to sit over the dinner table and talk with these people and figure out where they're at. I would love to have all the volunteers stand up that have been helping with this. We really don't have time for that this morning, but the dinners that we've done just in the last year would be about 1,600 dinners over 32 weeks. So there's a lot going on that wouldn't happen without people helping out. I would like to really reinforce the fact that we're not going to know how this work impacts people's lives for maybe decades to come. My wife could probably tell me, but I suspect Josh was in Awana back in the day. So when people as adults have trouble, they need something to fall back on. And that's what is being invested in the young people, in these young people. We have one specific example I'd like to share. Back in the days when our son Samuel was in Awana, there was another young boy. His name was Alex, and they became friends. And when Samuel went to Biola, Alex did also, and they ended up becoming roommates their freshman year. But after that first year, we lost track of Alex, and we haven't heard from him for 16 years. And at the beginning of Awana this year, Alex showed up with his family. He said, could my kids come to Awana. I want them to be in Awana. And so they've been here this year, 16 years. He remembers. Now, Dave will be up here in a few minutes. Dave, can you stand up? Nathan, can you stand up? Guess whose vest this is? Some of the vests get turned in to get reused. This is Nathan's. So when Dave comes up to talk, he practices what he's preaching. He invested in his children, and we have Peter's, I think, is around. I don't know about Megan's, but look at the results of the time invested, and it would be good to consider if you might be available to assist with the ministry in the future. And I think Mark's going to talk a little more about that. Mark?
Oh, look at the time. I was told 57 minutes I could talk. So just sit back and... I'm sorry. I think I meant 5 to 7 minutes. Sorry. Hold on. Okay, I won't need those. So welcome. I'm glad you guys are here. A little bit about Awana. I want to say good morning, kids, because I hope that all of us have that still that youthfulness in us. And it's an important thing. You know, I'm going to read a verse here in a few minutes from Mark. And the Lord talks about, you know, that innocence and that youthfulness of kids. Before I get started, though, I want to say thanks to the people who served this year, the Wilsons, the kitchen help, the serving, the setup, and for the team I worked with, Brian Harvey, Lourdes, Peggy, and Lindsay. Peggy, where are you? Peggy, you were my sparky leader, weren't you? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I always ask her that question. She always gives me the same one. You know, it's fucking... Okay. And speaking of kids... you know, I like to think that, you know, well, we have a group of a lot of mixed people here. Some kids came through Awana's and some didn't. And I would like to think that if you would have heard about God's love for you and how he demonstrated that through his son Jesus at a young age, is there some mistakes that maybe you could have avoided as you're growing up? We heard Josh today, and yeah, he made some, you know, poor choices, but I would like to think that some of the verses he learned when he was a kid were tugging on his heart through this, and the Lord used those to help pull him back. So, you know, it's an important thing. So an important thing of this ministry, the Awana flag, the flag salute says, part of it says, whose goal is to reach boys and girls with the gospel of Christ and train them to serve him. Such an important thing. See, Gary, make me tear up now. I really emphasize with the kids, I want them to know that they are not a product of chance. You know, they're not just, you know, coming through evolution or whatever, but that they are created by a loving, merciful, gracious God, and that they are more loved than they can ever imagine. So I'm just curious, anybody in here who's been through Awana, can you raise your hand as a kid? We have you guys going on for the Lord. Josh, it's great to see you, brother. Awana is a great program. I think, yeah, it's just great. Sparks. I work in the Sparks group. I've been doing that for a little while. That's age. Yeah, a little while. I had hair when I started. that's age 5 through 7, kindergarten through second grade. And I tell you, it helps keep you young working with these kids. We have been praying for more kids to come out. And as Gary mentioned, we've seen that. So for the Sparks, during COVID, we held club via Zoom, just like the whole world was doing, right? Everybody's on Zoom. We had roughly 1 to 5 kids each night. Some nights we had just one kid. But as far as I'm concerned, as far as the leader's concerned, if there's one kid, one soul, we're doing it. Because that soul is important to the Lord and it's important to us. You know, and then we've been 2 years in with post-COVID. Last year we had 6 to 7 kids at Sparks most nights. This year, we had, you know, 16 to 18 kids. A couple of nights we had 20 Sparkies. That's 20 kindergarten, first, and second graders. And we have 21 kids on the roster. So God is great. He's been answering our prayers to have more kids, and he's saying with a resounding yes. You know, we know that God can say no, he can say wait, he can say yes, and I'm so thankful that he's saying yes to bring out more kids. It's a great thing. Praises for this year. Am I at 57 minutes yet? More kids and families coming out. It's a great thing to see a lot of faces that we're seeing, even from other churches. You know, we can be an influence with kids from other churches to show them, hey, not just your church is telling you about Jesus, but we're here to tell you the same thing. And I think that's a great thing, but we do want unchurched kids, of course. The dinner fellowship where we can sit with the families and share with them and talk to them without, you know what, hey, you got to do Bible verses, we got to go to game time. We can sit there and spend time with them. And even more so, the kids. To be able to sit with the kids and play with them. Get down on the floor and run around and chase them around before we go into the scheduled of events. And to see kids really desire to do Bible memory verses. You know, Josh, again, I hope that some of the verses you learned as a you know, growing up in Awanas were tugging on your heart. And the more we can get this into the kids' hearts, the more of a foundation. Even if they choose in their life to pull away, I just pray that these verses pull them back to the Lord. So if the Lord continues to bring more kids out, that means we're going to need more leaders. We're going to need more leaders to come out. Now, it's not for everybody to do, but I'll share my story with you, okay? A few years ago, Joyce was in the nursery with Karen Hill. Tells you how many years ago that was. Karen asked Joyce if she wanted to help out with Awanas. Joyce said yes. I found out later that she was asked about that and had said yes. So I was kind of like, hey, wait a minute. Don't I get a decision here? But I was a little nervous of the commitment. You know, with the kids, you're going to be running around. What does that mean? You know, the vest? I don't know. But you know what? It's been 32 years. I'm so thankful the Lord changed my heart to work with these kids. I couldn't see it. I couldn't have it another way. It's a great thing. In fact, I'll share a little other piece about this. And again, it's not me. It's the Lord changing my heart to do what he wants me to do. It's going to make me cry. For my life, growing up, my grandmother and great-grandmother, were the Christian matriarchs of the family. And they taught Sunday school to kindergartners for over 50 years. So I think the Lord all this time was putting this in motion that I could look back what he had done to bring me and helping the youth. And again, not by what I did, but what the Lord did. So I just want to encourage you, if you want to work with kids, and it's a great ministry. Sorry about that. Try not to cry too much. Come on out and join us. Come on and join us. We're going to read from Mark 10, 13 through 16. Excuse me. I'll put my glasses on so I can see. Get the windshield wipers on. Jesus blesses the little children, and people were bringing their children to Jesus so that he would touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant, and he said to them, "Allow the children to come to me. Do not forbid them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter at all." And importantly here, and Jesus took the children in his arms, and he blessed them, laying his hands on them. I just want to encourage you guys to help serve with the kids if you've, you know, so led to do that. Things you can pray for. Pray for the kids. Pray for the kids that come out. Pray for leaders. And pray for us leaders who are here. Pray that if the Lord wants you to work in this ministry, come on out. I encourage you adults around here, if you see kids walking around the church, just take a moment. Stop and say hi to them and remind them that God loves them. It's such an important thing. I just want to share one more thing here. I pulled this from the Awana Club. There are, in the world, 135 countries that have Awana. So it's not just Fairhaven's Awana Club. 135 countries. There's 78,051 clubs going on through the weeks. And children are 6.5 million. So, sorry. Pray for kids. If kids come to know the Lord at an early age, think how much of a better place this world would be. Thank you. David.